Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos the Shir, where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day, with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. Of course, we're going to have to take a few days off for Rosh Hashanah. God willing, everyone should have a good Gaben Shir when we're recording right now. Everybody should be written, inscribed, and sealed for the Book of Life. A wonderful year as we come to the new Jewish New Year and we reset and we reestablish the year. Hopefully, we'll have a great year full of wonderful things and only good things for all of us. So let's look at the Mishnah elucidated with the simplified translation, basic commentary, nothing simpler. Basically, we always say with the phrase by phrase, the book family edition of Seder Nezikin and Tractate Avos. We are looking at paragraph 11 in chapter 1, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Avtalion Omer, Avtalion says, Chachamim, Hisharu B'divreichem, Shematachu V'chovas Golos V'siglu L'makomayim Haraim, V'yishtu HaTalmidim HaBaim Achareichem V'yamusum, V'nimsa Shem Shamayim Ischalel. We read the Hebrew first and then we translate. Avtalion says, sages, really everyone, be careful with your words to express them in a way that cannot be misinterpreted by heretics. The notes point out, heretics are those who deny the Torah or its basic beliefs. Be careful what you say, because you might someday become liable to a punishment of exile, and you will go into exile in a place of evil waters. That is a place where there are heretics who will misinterpret your words to support their views, and the students who follow you there will drink from these waters, quote-unquote, misinterpreted words, and die before their time because of the sin of heresy. The notes point out, even if you are in a place where there are no heretics, be careful to express your ideas in a way that cannot be misinterpreted by them. You must be prepared for the possibility that God may force you to leave your place on account of your sins and go to a place of heretics, evil waters. There they will hear your teachings and understand them to support the distorted view of Torah, God forbid, as Rambam commentary Rabbeinu Yonah points out. Students follow their teacher even into exile, as Makos Tenei points out. The notes point out, when your students come to a place of heretics, they will hear them explain your teachings in a heretical way. Your students who do not fully understand your teaching will assume that you meant what the heretics say. They will therefore accept these heretical ideas as true Torah teachings, since they think that this is what you taught them, God forbid. Rav Rambam commentary Rabbeinu Yonah points out. And understand that if the students follow you there to drink from these misinterpreted words and die before their time because of the sin of heresy, this will also result in the name of heaven being desecrated. God forbid, we don't want to chilul Hashem. We don't want to be mechal al shem shemayim. The students follow after you, and you could have students in any way, shape, or form. If you're really a teacher with students, or you're a therapist with students, or you give podcasts like we try to do, or you talk and you write, these are people who are writing, who are reading your writings or listening to your list, to your recordings. These are kind of students as well. Be careful with what you say, as people can listen and follow with what you say. The very existence, the notes point out, of heretical ideas is a desecration of God's name, as Rav points out, especially when, as in this case, the heretics appear to be basing their teachings on the words of a true Torah sage. Thus, Avtalion is warning of two misfortunes that may result from words that are not clear. Your students may become heretics and die young, and the name of God will be desecrated by the spread of heresy. Avtalion's warning may have been referring to the tragedy that resulted from the famous statement of Antigonus and Socho quoted in Mishnah 3, when Antigonus said, "Do not be like servants who serve their master for the sake of receiving a reward." Two of his students, Sadok and Baitis, thought he meant that there was no reward in the afterlife for doing mitzvahs, God forbid, and concluded that there's no afterlife at all. God forbid, they therefore rejected the Torah they had received from their teacher and founded sects that accepted only the written law. These heretical sects were known as the Tzedukim, Sadducees, and Baitusim, Bothusians, and they lasted for centuries and caused great harm. As Rav Rambam commentary points out, Tosfos Yontif says that the great sage Antigonus actually phrased his statement carefully, but it was repeated by his two students to their students. They did not clarify the matter, and this led to the founding of the heretical sects, just like we're talking about here. So in life, in your days, in many different ways, make sure to be careful with your words, careful with your writings, and careful with your teachings. Even if you're talking to one person or two people, one student or a couple of students, be careful with what you say. We don't want anyone to go into exile and follow after evil words or evil advice that, God forbid, they saw from what you said. Be careful with what you say, be careful with what you teach, and be careful with what you do, because people will follow after what you do. People can follow what you do, people can see what you do, people can be following in the path of your actions and in your sayings, especially if you are a role model to them in any different way. We are role models to many people without even thinking about it. When we walk around and have the Jewish banner of the kippah, people look to us to look to our behavior. Make sure to do a Kiddush Hashem and not a Chilul Hashem. make sure to go under the banner of Torah, of doing good deeds, making sure to making good things accomplished in this world throughout what we do in many different ways throughout all of our days. Join us next time, God willing, when we come back after Rosh Hashanah, talking about the students of Aharon, loving peace, pursuing peace, here on the TTPA, and I'm your host, Tani.